Welcome, everybody. Share number 1347, and the writing is share number 499. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, so the question now is, we're in the middle of the Halachas of Negel Vasser. The question now is, what is the Halach if one stayed awake the entire night? In other words, they did not go to sleep. You have it on Shavuos, right? Sometimes Hashanah Rabbah and so on. Okay, so sometimes somebody's flying and they're up the whole night. It's possible also. So, do they have to wash Negel Vasser? And what do we do with the bracha? How does it work exactly? So if one is awake the entire night, it's a questionable situation. If one has to wash the hand, one has to wash their hands in order to daven, and in order to remove the rach rafa from their hands. Now, we want to always keep in mind that we have the two different shittas. We have number one, the Rush, right, who says that your hands, if they're dirty, that, well, when a person sleeps through the night, their hands get dirty, touching covered parts of the body and so on. This will probably not be the case over here. If a person's awake, they're aware of where the hands are going the entire night. So, but you do have the Rashba on the other hand that said the person is created anew. In general, that happens once Alay Seshacha, once dawn, the Alay Seshacha, the dawn comes in the morning, whatever time that is. And that would have to do with a new creation. Now, as far as the Rachra, also, that's basically a machloka. So, bottom line is, to make a long story short, if one was awake the entire night, it's taka a questionable situation. If one has to wash the hands in order to daven, and in order to remove the Rachra from the hands. So, therefore, we say that one should wash without reciting a bracha of Netilas Yadayim. A person is awake the whole night, they should wash the, wash regular Negel Vasser, alternately right, left, but without a bracha. This is due to the fact that it's a suffix, especially according to the Rush, because a person in general did not, if the person is aware that they did not touch covered parts of the body, whatever, they were awake the whole time, so that would talk to be an issue. So this is true only if one did not have to relieve themselves when it became morning. Let's say, for example, after Alay Seshach, a person had to use the bathroom, right? They had to relieve themselves. They go to the bathroom. So if one used the bathroom, they come out. So then, and it's before davening, right? They're getting ready for davening. So then one would have to wash, and not just wash. You have to wash Netilas Yadayim in both instances, whether you use the bathroom or not. But one that would be without, when you did not use the bathroom, be without a bracha. But when you use the bathroom, so then we're going to tell you that you would make the bracha of Netilas Yadayim, and then the Asher Yatzar. Okay, and this is because now you covered the Rush, because a person went to the bathroom, they touched covered parts of the body, the hands are dirty, and now you covered the Rush, and you have to go to Davin, right? So therefore, you would have to wash in conjunction for preparation for Tefillah. You have the Rashba, like we said, due to the fact that it's a Leisa Shachar, it became morning, and you're washing for the, to get rid of the Rachra, and so on. So you've pretty much covered all factors. Now, in general, this is something what one does when we stay up Shavuos by night, sometimes the Shana Rabba, but it's very, very common by Lil Shavuos. So this is what we do, that person stays up, becomes Alay Seshachar. A person in general, you try and use the bathroom and you touch covered parts of your body, and therefore you would be able to, like we said, to make the bracha of Netilas Yadayim, and then Asher Yatzar and Lefi the Mishabura. He says if it's possible to say when you make the Netilas Yadayim, the Asher Yatzar, also Elikai Neshama, those three brachas we try and put together. But definitely you have over there the Netilas Yadayim, and the Asher Yatzar, because a person went to, assuming that they went to the bathroom, and then if possible to do the Elikai Neshama. Thank you for listening. Aslacha Baruch Kol Tov.